Good morning. I'm standing in my kitchen looking out at a frosty morning with a cup of coffee. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 7th of November, and this is the 350th One Thing Today micro podcast. Today's podcast goes out free on the site. Every couple of weeks, I put these podcasts, which go out to members on a daily basis, make it available for free over on Sustainably Creative. If you think you'd like to listen to these podcasts every weekday, then just click on the members link at the top of the page and find out how to become a member, or visit www.sustainablycreative.com/members, and it would be lovely if you decide you'd like to join us. Today, my one thing for today is to do a little of writing on my next important work letter. Last week, if you follow the podcasts on the site or follow me on Twitter, you'll know it was Procrastination Week. And the idea behind Procrastination Week, it started off as a rather tongue-in-cheek idea, but kind of grew into what was quite a serious experiment for me. The idea was that for a week, I would just do the things that I wanted to do, rather than the things that I felt like I should do. And kind of constantly measuring those wants against my available energy, just to see if I felt able to do them. And the things I felt able to do, I did. And I had a good week. I had no plans. I just let ideas bubble up. And the week kind of took on a shape of its own, rather different from my more normal week. Still including some of the same things. I still recorded my podcasts, but I tended to record them in the evenings. And also, I found myself doing more drawing, more walking, a lot more sitting and thinking, and also working, and rather enjoying working on a jigsaw puzzle. Now this week, I've returned to perhaps a more normal work routine, which kind of includes a list of things that I want to get done. And I'm sort of watching this list and trying to sort of see how things on a list turn from wants into shoulds. I'm noticing that even the things that I really, really want to do, I've noticed this for a little while, the things that I really want to do still become shoulds as soon as they hit my to-do list. And the thing that I'm experimenting this week is based on an idea by Mark Forster. I'll put a link at the bottom of the podcast, but if you're a member, you'll probably know we've been discussing his ideas in the members' forum. Basically, Mark uses a very, very long list of everything. He tries to get everything down that he wants to get done, and then splits that very long list into smaller lists, maybe including sort of 20 items. And his theory is that he works through this kind of section of the list, this 20 items, kind of intuitively picking one thing from that list that he'd like to do. And because he's giving himself a choice, those things feel like wants suddenly, rather than being shoulds. And he keeps going through the same list, focusing on one thing as it becomes kind of apparent that it's the thing he wants to do, until he doesn't want to do anything else on that list. And the things that are left, he discards, at least for the time being. So anything that really turns into a real should, he discards. However, a lot of things that maybe more conventionally might have become a should do get done. So I'm experimenting with that a little bit. So rather instead of having a completely open field of things and just seeing what bubbles up for me, I'm kind of trying this. And I have found this week so far that a lot of things that perhaps I've been avoiding or putting off have actually got done quite painlessly, and have felt like I wanted to do them. So I think probably what I'm doing is kind of shifting my ideas about what is a want and what is a should. A want doesn't just have to be eating chocolate for breakfast every day. It can be, and it was this week, taking my brother's parcel to post to the post office, his birthday parcel, which was already a month late, and actually finding that I quite enjoyed doing it. So there we are. Just some things I'm thinking about at the moment. I hope, as always, you can find one small thing to do today to move your own creative life on a little. That you actually pick something you want to do and you enjoy doing it, and it gives you that feeling of momentum. I shall be back tomorrow with a little more. Take care. Thank you very, very much for listening. Bye-bye.